I'm going to do a video, which I haven't done yet, on just cannabis stuff, because I feel like I've been putting it off for a while, and now is a good time to do it, while I'm kind of analyzing things and whatever. So I'm going to do that, but first I'm going to talk about how cannabis use is affecting vlogging. So, a little backwards, because by the time you watch the conversation on cannabis use in general, this will be out before then. So, anyway, it's weird to do it backwards. I'm doing it anyway. So for about the past year and a half, I have been using cannabis, and I never really did before that. Something that I tried when I was like 19 a couple times, didn't really take, nothing happened. I tried 3 times with people, and just nothing happened. And then I want to say it was about 7 years ago, I tried it again one time just on a whim, because I was visiting Saskatoon, and I was invited to partake, and I was like, you know what, right now is a good time. Like, I know that, you know, I'm not going anywhere for a few hours, I don't know, whatever, let's, sure. And then something did happen, a little bit, and I still didn't have a desire for some reason to do it again. I don't know why, I just didn't really. So I didn't do it again, and then got more exposure and information and whatever a couple years ago. And then, yeah, I think it's been about a year and a half now that that's been a regular thing, that I tried it again. So there was like, it was 19, I didn't try it again until, if I said 7 years ago, like 11-ish years, didn't try it again, 11, 12 years, never tried it, in between 19 and then when I did it again, did it that once. It was fun, just lasted a little bit, and then it was over. But then I didn't try it again for like another 5 to 6 years after that. And it's done a lot of good things for me. However, one thing is, and that's just a little background. I don't know if you're going to watch both videos, and now I've spent like 2.5 minutes giving you background. Whereas in the other video, I'll go into much more detail. So this is going to be spread out all over the place. This is going to be behind the curtain. There's going to be a story time. There's going to be, a conversation about it. So how it's affecting my vlogging. Because in the conversation, I'll talk about how it's affecting my art practice and stuff. Because that's the meat and potatoes of it. And also just lowering my anxiety or changing my anxiety. I don't know. Anyway. So, it's affecting my vlogging in a way because there are some things I end up just not caring to do. So, right now, I've got the camera on this little tripod that I have that's busted and old and whatever. And I'm usually just too lazy, if you want to call it that, to like set it up. If I've been high or whatever, when I do videos, I generally don't do videos while I'm high. But there's been a time or two where I have, or things were starting to kick in, and I just don't bother setting up. But I feel like that is also a symptom of just like priorities and shifting priorities, and what do I care about and what do I not care about, and whether or not I use the tripod versus rig up a little system here of my own, it doesn't really seem to matter to me that much. I don't know. But it has affected video quality sometimes, because the little system that I might rig up, there's like something in the foreground or whatever, and I just don't want to take the steps to set up the tripod, which is so silly. But part of it is because I'm like, well, why does it matter? And I don't even really think about it. I just don't really do it. Another thing is that it's affected my vlogging because I feel like, again, I'll go into usage and stuff like that in the conversation, but it's kind of affected things because there are times where I'm not available to do them as much as I was. If I'm at the studio, that is generally the place where I use cannabis. It's also the place where generally I do videos. So if I am at the studio, there's, I would say, a higher probability than not that I will be using cannabis at some point during my studio visit. If I'm alone and have the time, which I usually don't come to the studio unless I have the time. So I also would be doing videos if I have the time and if I'm alone. And I don't want to do videos while I'm high because it's... There's been one that I did that I think turned out really well. And there's some other ones where I'm like, oh, things are starting to kick in. But I always intended to do the video before things kicked in. And I feel weird about doing it. It's harder for me to concentrate. I go off on more tangents. I can't find my way back necessarily. Depending on the kind of high and the type of cannabis I'm using, I can be very talkative, more so than normal, if you can believe it. But sometimes what comes with that is that I lose my train of thought quicker and don't remember things, etc. Things you could kind of expect. And so it's kind of changed my vlogging habits too, because I'm staying more in the present. I'm staying more in the moment. So I don't show as many things in the studio that I used to, like, oh, this is what's happening, or this is my week, or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm here and I want to do stuff and I'm being productive and I feel good. And I just want to focus on that. I don't want to talk about my week. I don't want to talk about this thing or that thing. Like, I don't need to do that. So that's kind of been part of it too, is staying in the present, and that has affected the amount that I vlog. Other things have affected that too, but this is about cannabis use. So that's how cannabis use has affected my vlogging. I'm not doing it as often when I even have the time, because I don't care to, because I'm in the present, which is one thing that cannabis helps me practice, is staying in the present. I say practice because I can take some of those skills and apply them to when I am sober, which, again, I'll expound on that in the conversation about cannabis use and what it does for me and my feelings and thoughts about that. So anyway, I don't know where else to go with that. I think those are the ways that it has been affecting my vlogging, and I don't think that's good or bad. It just is. And I will say that I am still analyzing, and like, I have like a journal that I keep, and I'm still trying to reflect on my usage and how that is impacting other things like vlogging. And does that matter or does that not matter? Is it a sign of something I should change, or is it just like I'm changing regardless and I don't have as much emphasis on vlogging the same way I used to? And maybe that's not a bad thing, right? But it is directly correlated into that. That was to like, part of it also is that I feel like there are times where I'm so in the present, I'm having all these thoughts, I'm having all these things that are entering my mind and exiting my mind so quickly at times, that I have great ideas sometimes for vlogs and things that I want to talk about, and they leave before I can even write them down. And that can affect my vlogging too, because during the week, there's times where like I've got downtime, I'm at the studio, I'm maybe doing some reading, I'm doing something else, I'm chilling, and I'm thinking and I'm feeling things. I mean, I'm always thinking, but more of the feeling things. I'm like, oh, I would like to talk about this, I would like to talk about that. And I can write those things down. But if a lot of my really free time where I'm alone and I don't feel pressured and I can kind of just chill, feel good, if a lot of that time is not sober and instead is high time, I may have a lot of wonderful thoughts and feelings, but I can't hold on to them in order to, or maybe not even the types of things that I would talk about sometimes, but I can't hold on to them long enough sometimes for me to write down and then say, I'm going to talk about that later. Also, it depends on, again, the priority. Like, if my priority, for better or for worse, is that I want to be a little groovy before I get to the studio, then by the time I'm here, I'm not in a place to do a video. And I might not be in a place to do that by the time I leave, because usually I'm just like, yeah, let's just go home, whatever. I enjoyed my time. So that's been affecting my vlogging more than I think I realized. there was so much anxiety and so much stress about certain events that I felt like that definitely had an impact. But I think this also has an impact. And that's just one of the things I want to do is analyze and discuss the vlogging too. Why I'm doing it. Should I still be doing it? What's affecting it? And I think that cannabis use has been affecting that. And so that's the thing. This is how cannabis use has been affecting my vlogging. And again, for better or for worse, but it's making me think about vlogging more. And another way that it's impacted that is reviews. I've had two reviews I wanted to do for a while, but again, part of it has been just like, I need the time to write the review and I'm not in the mood for that. Part of it is because when I'm here lately, I have been way more productive, and that I'll get into that again in the conversation about different types of highs and how that has altered what kind of productive I can be in the studio. But generally I've been more like, let's make some work, let's paint, let's get some art done, rather than the sitting and listening to music, couch lock kind of high that I had been previously a whole bunch. Either way, I don't want to sit there and write. I've never wanted to sit down and write the notes so that I can do the review. But then too much time passes. I don't feel like doing the review anymore. I do, but I don't, and that whole mess. So anyway, those are some thoughts on how cannabis use has been affecting my vlogging.